Did the minister tell the workshop or the meeting the processes the bill have to go through before its passage?
Yes, indeed. The minister stated this, as you rightly indicated, during a press soiree in Upper West here. And according to him, the purpose was to get a feedback from the media, because we are the intermediary between the government and the citizenry. And so government finds it necessary to interact with the media at the end of every year so that it will be able to get the feedback on the policies and programs that it is implementing. But you know, one of the critical issues for the media is the passage of the Right to Information Bill. And of course, the media did not miss the opportunity to find out from the Minister of Information why government is delaying in passing the passage, in passing the Right to Information Bill. So when we put the question to the Information Minister, Mustafa Hamid, this was how he responded.
One of the reasons, actually, why it's delayed in cabinet is that the president believes, just like you, that the Right to Information Bill or law is a law that will aid tremendously in our fight against corruption. And therefore, it is a law that ought to be looked at in such a way that when it is eventually passed, it will really serve the purpose for which it was meant to serve. And so cabinet has agreed that there is going to be a whole day retreat by cabinet where the item is just going to be one, Right to Information Bill, no other subject. And then cabinet will deliberate it clause by clause and then satisfy ourselves that it will really be strong enough to aid the fight against corruption and not just pass it because we want to score another mark.
Well, Swala, this comes as good news to me. I don't know about you, but at the soiree, I'm sure there were some government officials there.
Definitely, there was the regional minister, Alhaji Hamidu Suleimana, and some executives of the New Patriotic Party in the region. Several issues came up, Pascaline, and you remember the constant delay in opening the wire airstrip here, which a lot of people are waiting to see happen. They also raised issues concerning vigilantism, the delay in the completion of the regional hospital, and illegal harvesting of rosewood. In fact, when you come to Upper West here, almost every district is affected by this activity. And environmentalists are expressing concern that if something serious is not done about this situation, very soon the region will become a desert. And so the media put the question to the regional minister, why has the activity been going on even after the RCC has put a ban on it? And this is how he also responded.
Just yesterday, I had to call in the regional forestry officer to my office and to let him know that the information I'm getting is that they are backdating the permits. So it will look like those ones were given earlier than 31st December. So I cautioned him and said, whatever we have allowed to go, none will leave again. And if any truck comes with rosewood again, he will be held responsible.
So, Pascaline, that was the Upper West Regional Minister, Alhaji Suleiman Al-Hassan. He is assuring people of the region that henceforth the cutting and harvesting of the rosewood in the region will cease. And we wait to see whether that is going to be a reality or not.
Sure, Swala, that will be all for now. That was our Upper West Regional Correspondent, Swala Abdul Wahab.